All right, let me do it again.
This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. I'm like Sister Mathis. Sister Mathis will read a scripture. And she said, what does that mean? I don't quite get it. And we get into a Bible study session at home. And we talk about the revelation of God's word. It is a revelation because it is mind opening. When you know God's word. Seek ye first the kingdom and all and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What are all these things? What did Jesus give us? Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, Hebrew. Jesus, the one who came, suffered, and died. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus gave us so much to be grateful for. Jesus came and fulfilled the law, the Torah, the Pentateuch. Jesus came and fulfilled it. He fulfilled it, and he said in Matthew 5 and 17, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Here's what. The scribes were the writers of the law. And the Pharisees, I said some time ago, something about the scribes and the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the scribes were those that had so much to say against Jesus because they had so much to say about the law and how we are to act under the law. The Pharisees were strict overseers of the law. For the Pharisees, we are told, believed that God's grace, his unmerited favor, was for those who obeyed the law. The Pharisees were fair, you see. They took the great principle of the law and reduced it to thousands of rules and regulations. Now you know what Jesus came. The Pharisees took the great principle of the law, Bruce, and they reduced it to thousands of rules and regulations. Certainly, you can't do nothing on a Sunday but go to church. You can't heal. You can't eat certain food. You can't do nothing. Thousands of regulations. So Jesus came and fulfilled the law, overshadowing those rules and regulations. And begin to deal with the heart of men. when he said, a new commandment I give you, to love God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul and mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And when you have done this, you have fulfilled the law. Jesus came and precisely dealt with all of the rules and the restrictions. Yes, he did. And I began to understand how Jesus came and gave a short and clear expression of what we needed to do when he said it. I began to understand if anyone who understood the word of God and could express it, it was the word, because it was the word that was with God and the word was God. You'll catch that on your way home. And all these things shall be added unto you. What are these things? Antioch, what was added? Jesus came to call sinners, Mark 2:17. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus knew that everyone, including the righteous, are sinful. All of us needed a Savior. Jesus came into this world to call sinners, and those of us who humbly acknowledge our need to receive his gracious forgiveness to God's kingdom. This is why Jesus ate with sinners. And because of the example he set, we as believers were given a commission to go after sinners, to make new converts of disciples. A man came up to us this week while I was in church, and John DeVille and I was here, and he came and he said, Pastor, there's someone out there need to see you, because he wanted to know if the pastor was here. And I said, let me go check. And he said, Pastor, I need some food, and do you have anything I can do? I said, no, we don't have any work. But I said, I need to tell you a story. Many years ago, a white man came to my house in 1970, and he asked for food. He said he had come a long way, and I was about to give him my lunch, and I began to think about a white man in a black community in those days that was odd. And I came back and I told him I didn't have any food to give him. He looked me in the eye and he said, thank you. And that thank you went directly at my heart. And this black pastor has made a commitment. I don't care who asks me for help, I will try my best to help you. My only response to him was, when I gave him some money out of my pocket, I said, don't take this and use it for drugs. I said, this is between you and God. I said, I only ask you, don't go out there and buy drugs with it. He said, I will be at church on Sunday. I don't know if he's here today or not, but I did it from my heart. Jesus ate with sinners. We are to eat with those who don't look like us, those that don't worship like we do. But we need to be a body of believers, disciples, to go after those who are hurting and those who are in need. If we fail to do that, we're failing as a body of believers in Christ. Because Christ said, I saw what you did when you gave that money to that man that asked for. It wasn't about his explanation to you. It was about your response to him. And it is about our response to those who are in need. It is about how we treat one another. It's what the Lord is looking at. What is your response to one another? Is it embracing each one with love, or is it something other than that? Because that is part of a reward system. What was added? Jesus also came to give us life, Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give life, give his life as a ransom for many. Christ came and gave his life for you and I. Jesus came to deliver the word of God to those who would hear and those who would believe. Jesus came to proclaim good news, Luke 4:18-19. For the Spirit, Yahweh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Lord knows who he calls to preach, John. The Lord knows who he called to preach. To preach his word and not our word. Our preaching is not a profession. Our preaching is a calling. I told the Lord that I could not stand before people and preach. And I struggled for 12 years. Isn't it amazing? 12 years. I think it was Jesus that preached at the age of 12 in the temple to people, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the religious folks. I didn't have the ability to preach. And the Lord responded to me was, I will turn your weakness into your strength. He also said to me, you have not seen what I would allow you to go through if you do not surrender. God says, I will allow it. I had a co-worker to tell me, well, God ain't like that. God would not allow stuff like that. And I said, then go look at Job's life. He said, have you considered my servant Job? You can't tell me what God will not allow when God has a mandate, when God has a ministry, when God has a purpose for you to do something. God expects for you to do it. So I surrender. And I've been different ever since. When I stand here, I'm not the same man that you see me on Monday and Tuesday, because this is holy ground. Jesus came to save those that were lost. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I was once lost. But now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. Anybody lost? What is your story? What have you been through in life, and what have God brought you out of? I know there's some drug addicts, there may be some prostitutes, there may be some drugs in your life still. Whatever you're caught up on, whatever your situation is, it may be too big for you, but it's just right for the Lord. And we as believers are to embrace you, not push you away. Because I can't help you if I'm pushing you away. Jesus came to give abundant life. John 10:10. The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God is offering us eternal life. Yes. Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. John 18:37. Said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Not everybody will hear it, but everyone that will hear it will hear his voice. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What does the Lord want to add to us? The Lord's desire for us is to have every spiritual blessing he has promised us. As I close, as we seek the Lord in a new year, Let us strive to be better